This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote this weekend on a massive new round of coronavirus aid, addressing the ongoing economic and health crisis caused by the pandemic. Democrats are pressing ahead on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill without any Republican support. This is President Joe Biden's first major legislative initiative. The Senate voted Thursday to take up the bill in a party-line 51-50 vote, with Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie. Republicans delayed the start of the debate by forcing the hours-long reading of the full text of the 628-page measure. A vote on the final passage could extend into the weekend. COVAX will distribute 14.4 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to 31 more countries next week, the WHO said Friday, as it warned people not to waste, through complacency, the hope that vaccine brings. The COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Facility shipped more than 20 million doses to 20 countries as the program aimed at ensuring poor nations get access to shots took off this week. The World Health Organization voiced fears further waves of the coronavirus pandemic could be on the way if people think the rollout of vaccines around the globe means the crisis is over. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised the first full week of the rollout, but said wealthy countries were nonetheless still leaving others behind in the vaccination rush. Friday, Canada authorized a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, adding Johnson & Johnson to its approved list alongside AstraZeneca, Pfizer-BioNTech, and Moderna shots. It is the first single-dose COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized in the country and has been cleared for use by people over 18 years old. This is VOA News.